Thank you, Chairman Munson and members of the committee. My name is James Marsh. I'm Director of the Division of Labor and Management in the State Labor Department. Thank you for considering our proposal in such a timely fashion. The law currently requires the third-party administrators of life, health, and annuities be registered and licensed to the Insurance Division. We would propose to add workers' compensation TPAs to this list. Over the last several years, a growing number of TPAs have demonstrated an ignorance of our law and regulations, delayed payments for weeks or months, and operate from a computer, post office box, or basement. They open and close their doors, so often they're very difficult to find, and the insurers using them are little help in tracking them down. The last legislative session, those of you who heard the plight of the Potters were treated to what happens when TPAs are allowed to operate unchecked. Mr. Potter had a hospital bill of over $20,000 from having fallen from a moving truck onto his head, a bill that languished in the hands of an Illinois TPA for over 18 months as the collection agencies closed in and the Potter's credit rating was destroyed. Several times a week we get calls like this, and the TPA is many times nowhere to be found. What we really want is a way to quickly locate these entities and to hold them accountable for meeting at least the minimum requirements of our law. Thank you for your time. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Questions? Senator Bogue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Marsh, I fully admit I may have missed it, but where's the penalty?
Okay. It may not be specifically provided for in the bill itself, but it's incorporated in 59D.
Okay.
59D provides, under Section 31, that the license or registration of an administrator is suspended or revoked if the director finds the administrator refused or examined to provide the records we require. They can be fined up to $5,000 an incident. So essentially, the revocation of the licensure and the fine are the two main tools that they have.
Mr. Chairman, if I
go ahead, Senator.
And thank you. I appreciate that. But my question was more designed towards what happens if they don't get licensed and they continue to act as a TPA without such. I mean, do you have?
Oh, I see. The Insurance Division, as I understand it, has the authority, because that's operated through them instead of through us, has the authority to go after them and fine them. Let's see. Yeah. No, that's true. And, they can be, the Insurance Division can essentially go after them and fine and prosecute them, as I understand it, if they are illegally operating as an administrator without a licensure from them. Mr. Moses may be able to answer more specific questions.
Okay, thank you. Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Marsh. Further proponents of House Bill 1031. Further proponents. If not, are there opponents of 1031? If not, are there any comments or committee action on 1031? Senator
McIntyre. Mr. Chairman, move to pass.
Do pass. Seconded by Mr. Senator McIntyre. Seconded by Senator Blesky. Comments that motion?
Mr. Chairman, I wonder.
Senator Bull.
I'm in a conversation now, but
Randy.
I want to get Randy up here.
Randy.
Sorry.
There's a question of you yet.
I was just curious on the penalty side of it, if you could explain how you would go after these that don't come in to get the license, don't get the...
If somebody is not registered with us, we would certainly have authority to do a cease and desist order, because anybody, for instance, like an insurance company is not licensed or an agent is not licensed, we would have authority to do that under our current law, because it affects any activity that's in violation of the Title 58, we would have authority to issue cease and desist orders on.
Senator Bogue?
What about the insureds then? I mean, if you're telling them to cease and desist practicing, but...
An insured or insurer?
Well, I mean, those that if they've actually gone out and practiced as...
We could issue a cease and desist as far as the practice of the administrator, but the administrator is not the one issuing the contract. The one under the contract is either the insurance company or the self-funded employer, so it doesn't affect the individual insurers, I don't believe.
Thank you, Randy. Further committee comments? We've got a motion to pass. Further comments? If not, all in favor of do pass House Bill 1031 will vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Secretary, call a roll.
Bogue?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Huber?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye. House Bill 70, House Bill 1031 will go to the floor with a do passed.
Move consent.
Move consent, seconded by Senator Valesky. All in favor of consent, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Consent calendar, it should be.